The next coach on the teleconference is Minnesota's Marlene Stallings. The Golden Gophers have two starters back, including All-Big Ten selection Carly Wagner from last year's team that went 20-12 and reached the second round of the WNIT. Coach, good morning and thanks for joining us. Would you please start us off with an opening statement, then we'll open the floor for questions.
Thank you. Good morning to everyone. Thanks for being on the call. We're really working hard with 9 newcomers to mold them into our system, and we have coupled that with a very exciting non-conference schedule with the likes of Georgetown, Seton Hall, Georgia, South Florida, North Carolina, Florida State, and South Carolina. So I think our kids are working extremely hard and excited for this upcoming season.
Thanks, Coach. We'll now take questions from the media.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. And your first question is from Mike Payton, XL Sports.
Greetings, Marlene. A couple days ago, you talked about how this team will continue to embody your fast-paced offense. Where do you look to see this team improve defensively? Because that's something where I think maybe it hurt you a little bit last year. So how do you maybe patch that up?
Good morning, Mike. Thank you. I think with us, defensively, we're going to be a lot quicker. We're going to be able to pressure the ball a lot more. We have a lot more depth. And, I think as we're building a program and, we're still in the early stages of doing that last year, depth was a little bit of an issue for us. And, we also had some positions that we were trying to hide a little bit as much as we could. So I think this year you're not going to see us have to do that nearly as much, and it's going to allow us to really expand upon what we want to do defensively.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Debbie Antonelli, ESPN.
Marlene, good morning.
Good morning, Debbie.
Hey, that is a daunting non-conference schedule, and with 9 newcomers and a just miss by the NCAA tournament, which arguably some people believed you should have been in. What was your thought process there, and what kind of message are you trying to send to your team and to basketball?
Yes, thank you. I think it was quite disappointing last year that our young ladies didn't have an opportunity to dance, finishing 5th in the tough Big Ten Conference and finishing what we thought relatively strong at the end of the year, upsetting number 5 Ohio State. But, we have to move on from that. And what I think that we've been able to do in my first year of really controlling our schedule since my arrival, of not inheriting a lot of games, is to toughen it up and to challenge our young ladies. And certainly the Big Ten in and of itself is daunting, to use your word, and a very competitive conference. But then non-conference wise, we want to challenge our kids. Our goal since my arrival is to be an elite top 25 program, and to do that you have to play that caliber of competition. And I think for us, we feel like we're still early in the rebuilding stages here and only year number 3, but what I think it allows us to do is to go test ourselves and to do it very early and to see where we stand against some of the best competition out there, and in particular South Carolina.
Your next question is from Christy Winner-Scott, Big Ten Network.
Hey, Coach. What three
Hi,
things?
Christy.
Hey there. What three things will your team need to do well this season in order to find its maximum success?
Thank you. I think for us, rebounding is always crucial because of how we like to play. And so that will be no different. And I think balanced scoring is going to be huge. We relied heavily year 1 on Amanda Zowie B and year 2 on Rachel Banham. And I think you're going to see a Gopher team that doesn't have to put so much pressure on one individual for the majority of our scoring. I think we're going to be able to have a lot more balance, and that's going to be key. And lastly, I'm really excited about what we're going to be able to do defensively in terms of our pressure and intensity and our depth. So defensive pressure is going to also be key to what we're trying to do.
Your Your next question is from Shelley Till, BTN.
Hi, Marlene.
Good morning, Shelley.
You mentioned Amanda Zawadi and then obviously last year Rachel Banham and having the just stellar year that she did. So going forward in this season, who is going to be that playmaker for you? That, because, you know, you guys have a tendency to take it down to the wire and make everything exciting. So, you know, that was Rachel, obviously, for you. Is there one person that you look to do that, or is that going to be more on the shoulders of several people?
Yes, well, thank you. I do believe that we're going to be able to balance that a lot more. I mean, no doubt we're going to count on Carly Wagner and her leadership. You know, she led the Big Ten in minutes, played last year as a sophomore, and she's logged a lot of minutes in her first 2 years here, and we're looking for her to bring that poise, experience, and toughness to yet another level this year. So we will certainly count on her for that. And then I think of our 9 newcomers, we have a couple of point guards that are probably as quick as anybody in the Big Ten in terms of just flat out speed, and redshirt sophomore Kenesha Bell, who transferred in, and then we have Jasmine Brunson out of New York City. So we're real excited about the fact that they're going to be able to move the ball for us quickly and also be able to score. So I think the short answer to that is just that we're looking for a lot more balance and not any one particular player to really rely and put all that pressure on. And then lastly, Brianna Fernstrom, who is a transfer from Iowa State, will be eligible Big Ten opener in December. She's a mid-year transfer, and she is extremely skilled. And we're looking forward to what she's going to be able to provide at the 5 position for us.
Coach, thanks again for joining us. All the best for a successful season.
Thank you.